This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Now said correctly, too. USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're with us. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan's engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vin Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. And that's between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. That's when we're live. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen 24/7, you can bring us with you on your phone. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. It's always an honor to be on your show.
It's delightful to be broadcasting with you, Rich. Hey, I had a question for you. So you've been off the air for a couple weeks. We missed you. And so what has Rich Sheban been up to?
Well, I had to do a few talks over in Washington State. And, you know, when you live off-grid and you have a hobby farm, there's certainly not a short list of chores to do, but I had to go out of town for several days, and there's a lot of people who are interested in hearing outside-the-box ideas when it comes to self-sufficiency. I gave several talks on finance and economy and what the people need to expect, and I basically put the blame on demographics, central banks, Keynesian economic theory, and group identity politics. And I show people and prove to people with evidence and examples how we're in a deflationary spiral with stagflationary consequences for the middle class. And as you know, I call the middle class the bottom 93% because of the fact that we are losing control over our own destiny. And there is a coup on the bottom 93% to govern ourselves. So this hybrid disaster is it's such a rigging of the game that everything about our future financial economic system is regarding the word speculation and hedging, and people are looking for ideas. They're looking for solutions. And that's where I come in and give examples on how we can compete with this technocracy regarding robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and everything that's all this exported inflation to low-cost producing countries and what we can do about it.
You know, it's interesting you say that, talk about deflation. I've noticed that the price of solar panels has come down about 50%, 50%, half of what it was a couple years ago. Easily. Mm-hmm. So I see it. I see some things going up, and I see some things coming down. And I see a nonstop barrage of ads. If I do a search on something, like if I type in nickel iron batteries, I will get a barrage of advertisements for nickel iron batteries. If I do a search on a vise, I want to buy a vise, you know, a machinist's vise for the shop or the barn, I get nonstop ads from Sears. You know, get your vise here, nonstop. And so when you talk about deflationary, we're talking about prices coming down, some prices coming down, and we're also talking about the scarcity of purchasing, people not buying things. So ads have become really, really significant in trying to drive us to buy things that we might not otherwise buy. I did a search on a garden hose from Sears. They had a lifetime warranty garden hose. And I bought one back, a couple decades ago. And I think it's a pretty darn good hose. Well, it's 50 feet, and it's $50, normal price. But you can get one at Sears on sale for $19.99. For a lifetime hose, as long as Sears is around, that's a great way to go. It's rubber. It's not as good as the old one. It's not as good as the one they made 20 years ago. I'd rather have more of the ones that we had 20 years ago, but it's black rubber. And it's got heavy connections on the end, heavy fittings. But it's $20. Now, $20 for a lifetime warranty hose is pretty low in price, I think. It's a commercial-grade hose, or almost commercial. So I'm seeing what you're saying, absolutely for sure. And also, I'm seeing gas prices. Gas prices are pretty low, relatively speaking. The average price in Missouri right now is $2.04 for the regular. Lowest price in Missouri is $1.84. In the Springfield, Missouri market, it's $1.95. So gas prices are coming down in our neck of the woods. So I'm seeing what you're saying, and people are hurting. There's no question about it. Now, the top 3%, I don't think they're hurting at all. They might not even know what's going on. But the rest of us, we feel it.
Absolutely. You look at demographics, debt, credit, pensions, valuations. Everything's a headwind for future rates of growth. And it's not just household debt, but corporate debt, global debt, government promises. And this is why your show is so popular, Vince, is because people need to know what's going on and how to prepare. And, even Henry Kissinger said, when you control the money, you control the world. And if the elites get their way, this fascist system that we already have around the Western world is going to continue and get much worse. And basically, we're going to have 1984 on steroids. And people always say, well, look at food, water, health care, rent, college, tuition, insurance, taxes, lumber in certain areas. I mean, there is a handful of things going up dramatically. But you look at health care and college, insurance, these have all been bailed out and subsidized by the federal government or us, the taxpayers. So this hybrid disaster that's been created, it is far from supply and demand and free markets. Now, there are certain things, like you mentioned, gas. People are broke. The bottom 93% are not just broke. They're scared, and they don't know what to do. And Thomas Jefferson warned us. He said that banks were much worse than standing armies. Well, now we have central banks all around the world who are in cahoots and printing money at the same time and buying stocks, buying debt from other countries, buying bonds. We're living in a financial fantasy world where common sense and logic has been sold out. So this is why we got to talk about ideas and solutions for the American people so people can understand it. And I don't say that in a condescending way. But when people understand economics 101, I promise you there will not be any socialist, communist, dictatorships or tyranny allowed in this world. Because if we all understood the basic principles of economics, we will see how we are being used by group identity politics to lower the bars of standards and expectations under a system with different rules, laws, and accountabilities based on what group you are. This insults the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people put in these groups. In other words, it's degrading and disrespecting people to make submission and break your will. And when you reward mediocrity for decade after decade after decade, like we've been doing, we're destroying our country, America. Ingenuity, productivity, and innovation is only available for the top few percent, and definitely not for the bottom 93%. So we have to work a way out of this with information so people can understand what they need to do for a plan B, C, D, and E. Vince?
You know, as you were saying that, I was thinking back to the 1990s. And during that period, I was teaching a class in high school. My title was CEO of a company within a school system. And so I was actually running an enterprise teaching young students how to manufacture computers. And the reason... this is all germane to the discussion. The reason I did this was I was at a high school graduation at the high school in our little county in rural Virginia. And I watched the students march across stage, if you will, and receive their diploma. And then I saw them throw their caps up in the air, you know, toward the end of the ceremony. And then I saw the looks on their faces, you know, after. And it's like, uh-oh, now what do we do? You know, there are no jobs. The structure of my life is gone. You know, all the congratulations were winding down in the auditorium. And I saw this and I thought, well, what can I do to help? And I decided to give our computer manufacturing company to the school system. And I was brought on to be a teacher. So I was teaching how to manufacture computers. Now, the reason for this was to show the students how they could start their own business, their own small business. And they needed to know about customers. They needed to know about ethics. They needed about morals and values and profit and loss and economics, insurance, working with people. And these are just high school students who have never done anything like that before. And this is not the big city. This is rural America. So I did that. And then I decided to rewrite the curriculum for the high school in terms of the business department. And what I thought we needed to do was get back towards something more akin to teaching everybody home economics. And that's where, back in the 1950s and the 1960s, the girls would go into home economics and they'd learn how to clean and iron and run the household and, you know, pay the bills. And they would learn the basics of you know, running the household, keeping it clean and cooking, everything you could think of to run a household, which I think, you know, we've pushed that down so it's not important. No, it's very important. Raising children is probably the most important, if not the most important thing a woman can do, taking care of the family. And so I approached the superintendent of schools, and I said, here are my thoughts. And it was, you know, on one page. I said, I believe that we need to institute something like home economics. And on the school campus of the high school, there was a house. It was a brick house that was built just to teach home economics. So it had everything. It had places to wash dishes. It had a stove and everything you'd want to have in a home in order to teach young people how to operate and manage a home. And I said, we need to get back toward that. But in addition to that, everybody needs to understand home economics. Everybody. Men and women. And I believe we need to teach the principles of finance, the principles of economics, the principles of banking, the principles of insurance, and the principles of interest. How all that works. Because what's happening is young people are buying things no money down. They think no money down means we'll never have to pay for it. And then no interest for a year. They think we'll never have to pay interest. This is great. Free stuff. And I wanted them to understand that's not true. It's not free stuff. And it's the path to disaster, which is what you've been talking about, debt. And they said, no, we can't do it. We're not going to do that. Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. Rich, do you remember, years ago, when there was like the upper middle class, and then there was the middle class, and what's going on? Oh, geez. Oh, boy, it looks like we're having some digital dropouts. It looks like it's stabilized right now. By the way, Rich, if I get disconnected, if you just continue, I'll reconnect. It might take a minute or so, but
okay.
The problem is the digital side. It's not the AC, you know, alternating current side. By the way, let me just get back to the middle class. I remember back in the 60s, when even the 70s, when there was the discussion that, you know, there was the lower class, you know, people who were homeless and so forth. And then there was the upper class. And then in the middle, there was the middle class. But then within the middle class, there was the lower middle class, the middle class, and the upper middle class. And it was, you know, it was something, it was the American dream to be in the middle class. The reason for that, you could aspire, you could work hard, and you could, you know, help build some reserves. It might have been called wealth. That didn't mean rich. It meant, you know, you might have some reserves and maybe get that little trailer in the driveway that might have a fishing boat or something like that on it. Or, you know, you might be able to do some things that were nice. Maybe get a window air conditioner, or, you know, and improve the lifestyle. And that was something that was aspired to. But now it's kind of tough. It really is. I look at young people today. I'm trying to think, what are they thinking about? Are they thinking they actually can get ahead? Do they really believe it? And do they think that going to college and getting a really good education is going to help them? Or do they think that's just way overpriced and it's just going to put them behind in so much debt that they won't get ahead? There's so many things to think about. And young people today, I really don't envy their position. I really don't. Not that they're meeting it head on with lots of intestinal fortitude, but it's a tough row to hoe for them because the opportunities are getting fewer and farther between. I'm thinking about a lot of things, and it's kind of a run-on sentence right now, but you know, I was thinking in high school, after school, I had the honor of having an after-school job at the local sub shop, and it was an honor, you know, to be hired. It was a position of trust where you would actually handle another person's cash, if you will, coming across the counter. And it was a wonderful experience, but how many of our young people can aspire to being trained by an independent entrepreneur, a small businessman that's not part of a chain, where you learn from the boss rather than learn from a manager at a McDonald's who really doesn't know that much anyway, right? So life is different. I think years ago we had some advantages that we don't have now. But it wasn't easy either. You actually had to work, and you had to perform, and you had to be better than the other guy in most instances to get ahead, right? You couldn't get ahead by doing a lousy job. You couldn't get ahead all the time on who you knew. What are your thoughts?
Well, boy, you threw a lot out there, but I'm just going to go for it, Vince.
Yeah.
First of all, back in our day, hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications and criteria of that type used to get us ahead and get us a career and get us prosperity and comfort zones. And now, because of things like I just mentioned, demographics, central bank corruption, manipulation, Keynesian economics, which is basically elite interventionism, if I had to define it in two words, and mostly group identity politics, because of political correctness, has created a system where common sense of logic has literally been replaced by corruption, manipulation, nepotism, and about 1,000 different veils, disguises, and subsets under political correctness. You know, you mentioned earlier, and I'd like to address what you said, you mentioned ethics, morals, and values. I'll be honest with you, they mean nothing. And I say that not to be revengeful or condescending or have a certain stance against the American people, but I have three base criteria that mean stand for principle, and that is we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability based on, I mean, that should just be the bottom line. Well, the powers that be have, through divide-and-conquer strategies, lowering the bars of standards and expectations, have created a separate-tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on aristocracy, serfdom, skin pigmentation, gender, sexual orientation, religion, ideology. We have to go back to what made America great, Vince.
Let me tell you about a guy by the name of Bob Giganti. His on-air name was Bob Grant, WOR Radio, in New York City. I used to listen to him on Skip. And I'll tell you what he said. Got in a lot of trouble. Got
hey,
fired. Friends,
let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Heben is with us. OffGridMontana.com. Rich, I used to listen to a guy on the radio. His name was Bob Giganti. That was his real name. And his radio name was Bob Grant. He'd been on the air for 50 years before he died. And think he died at about 84 years old. He was really, really good. He was very, very conservative, and he offended a lot of people on the radio. And one of the things that he said that got him fired, and it was about an African-American woman, and she was angry with the police, and here's what he said, that she got her high-profile job at a radio station. This was in 1979. He said, I'll tell you how. She passed the gynecological and pigmentation test. That's how. That's the quote. I will tell you how. She passed the gynecological and pigmentation test. That's how. That's what he said. Got him fired. And I believe that's what you're talking about, special rules for certain groups of people. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong because I didn't have any advantages. As a matter of fact, I had disadvantages because I'm a white guy. And I was unable to get into the university of my first choice, of which my father was a graduate, which I had family friends who wrote me letters of recommendation. It didn't matter because at that point in time, they were evening up the statistics so that if you were a minority, you got way, way, way more preferential treatment than anybody else. As a matter of fact, I couldn't get in no matter what. So it actually was a good thing. It really was because I went to a better university. And it all worked out just fine. But I do remember this young man coming to the gas station where I was pumping gas one summer, just before college, between high school and college. And he had the university sticker on his back window of his vehicle. And I asked him about it, and he said he was going to the university. I asked him how he did on the test, and he said, what test? That's how it works. And then, Rich, I think I've even mentioned before that when I had a job in banking, we hired this gal, and she was in charge of human research, also known as human resources, and we were talking about affirmative action. And I didn't understand it. Like, what is affirmative action? And she said that, it's we reach out to people who might not ordinarily know about us. And I'm thinking, well, I knew about us. That's how I got here. And everyone else I knew that worked at this corporate headquarters of the bank got here because they knew about us. We didn't go out and send a search party looking for people saying, hey, what do you think about banking? You want to come and join corporate headquarters? That's okay if you don't know anything about banking. It's all right. We'll teach you everything you need to know. That's not how it goes. I mean, I had to study for years, 6 years. Formally in finance and economics to get the job that I had in banking. And so what she said was, we're going to place advertisements in magazines that are going to reach out to people who might not ordinarily know about us. I said, like what? She said, well, like Ebony. So really? Ebony. Well, what about an ad in the New York Times or something like that, that reaches everybody? So I've witnessed firsthand exactly what you're talking about. And has it made me a better person? Yeah, because I had to work even harder.
Well, Vince, if I may address that, what the bottom line is for what the elites are doing, this is their playbook, their flowchart for the destruction of America. And what they have successfully done is turned the United States of America into the divided groups of America. And this is done on purpose by design. And this is why I always say that the MO of the elites is to distract, dumb down, and divide us by every group possible. Race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, generation, which they're working on now, and trying to get the young people against the old people. And this is why half of the questions coming out of the mainstream media is about race baiting and gender baiting and sex baiting. It's because they need to call us these politically correct buzzwords like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, and basically all the things that they are, and tenfold compared to the average American. So the MSM, five companies, it's not just TV, radio, magazines, newspapers, it's production companies, it's publishing companies. Their job is to sway public opinion. They need to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology. That's why they try so hard to hold on to the narratives, the memes, the themes, the talking points, and the microphone, because they realize that the American people are waking up to this scam. In fact, I think I've quoted Ben Carson or paraphrased him many times on your show. He came to Northwest Montana and spoke. He says, I hate political correctness. When you're politically correct, you turn minorities into victims. So this is why the system is made to do this, to disrespect certain groups, degrade certain groups, and insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence. When you say this group can't compete, this group's work is suboptimal. You don't empower a nation or a group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. This is totally meant to make the people submissive and break our will. And then they go after you as an individual and demonize, discredit, and delegitimize. This is why when I stand for principle, I say the same rules, laws, and accountability. You have to be willing to be hated for telling the truth in lieu of wanting to be liked for blowing smoke up someone's keister. And if someone else does it with less consequences for their actions because of their group, then you do it too. And a lot of people don't want to hear that, but free speech is a great example. And they're saying about only the elites or colleges or certain people who toe the agenda line for the end results of what I just mentioned can have free speech and other people can't. Well, this is a bunch of crap. We need to be thinkers, and they are cultivating basically followers. We need to be independent thinkers. And this is why I try to come up with ideas and solutions, Vince, for the average Joe, which is the bottom 93% of Americans, to think outside the box with new ideas. I mean, you mentioned college a few times just in the last few minutes. I think I've mentioned this on the air, my opinion of college. And I got 3 college degrees, so for you young people going to college, don't take this personally. But to me, 90% of college degrees are totally worthless. It's a time leverage loss. In other words, when you should be coming, when you're young, you should be buying equity like houses and land. And what I mean by time leverage is you pay into principal for that loan. You basically balance out your assets and liabilities with equity in your home, and you create time leverage early. Well, because you have so much school debt, a lot of kids are being forced to live with their parents, especially when you look at the amount of jobs being taken by artificial intelligence, robotics, and automation, and the fact that we have literally imported deflation and exported inflation to low-cost producing countries and the other corrupt entities like central banks and Keynesian economics and group identity politics, never mind demographics, that's holding you back. And it's not just the baby boomers retiring. Baby boomers retiring en masse should be great for the young people because it should create job availability. Well, what's happening because of what I just mentioned, the 15 to 54-year-olds, which is supposed to be the mass working group in America, there's hardly any good jobs left for them. Now, let me share some of the social indoctrination things that I've read regarding colleges. And I think I've mentioned this on your show before, Vince, but this is almost like a comedy hour. I think your listeners will get a kick out of it in a sad way. But Purdue University said pro-lifers who believe fetuses are humans is that, and I'm quoting here, but naked a body of a child is child porn. Clemson University, expecting certain people to be on time is racist. University of California, chill zones where mats and beanbag chairs are available for naps. University of Michigan, Trump derangement syndrome, so they enlist services of psychologists in a room full of Play-Doh and bubbles. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. University of Arkansas, eliminate C grades and start grades at B-minus level. Several universities around the country says the American flag is a symbol of hate. College students are intimidated by masculine wood paneling. Certain universities are hiring social justice warriors to tattletale on their fellow students when they have certain types of speech. And this is things you don't hear on the mainstream media because they want to hold on to the narratives. If you ever look at late-night news, it's all satire and banter. It's to be derogatory against conservatives. It's to teach young people to scream, to yell, to chant, And that's why I mentioned the Lewis and Clark story, which was the first time they voted on the, when they got to the Pacific Ocean, with York the black slave and Sacagawea the female Indian. Not only did everybody vote, but they said why. But see, we are digressing. We're regressing to the point where the elites are telling young people to yell, scream, and chant. In other words, they are indoctrinating them to be independent followers and not independent thinkers. And we have to go back to the Lewis and Clark days and say, hey, this was a milestone. We had a black man voting and a female Indian voting, but they said why we should literally camp on the Pacific Ocean and not just raise their hand to vote. This is what we need to do. So college, to me, is basically useless. Everything has a law of diminishing returns, whether it be political correctness, whether it be the printing of money, whether it be Keynesian economics, whether it be group identity politics. Have you never noticed, Vince, that the powers that be in the mainstream media don't say group identity politics? When they do say it, they say identity politics because they want to mask with Hegelian dialectic and professional wordsmithing and media propaganda all the things that's really going on. And people are waking up to this, and I think we need to start really saying it like it is and creating ideas and solutions for the American people to fix their economy and their lives. Because they've all been used. Every group out there has been used to poison us against ourselves, America.
Rich Evans with us. When we come back, I'd like to address what you said about time equity and how I handle that in our family's lives. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
OffGridMontana.com. Rich Evans was. Rich, you mentioned time equity. And let me just share a couple thoughts with you. When I was in banking, I worked full time as a banking employee. I was designing computer systems, and I decided that I would like to be a little more financially independent, because if you have a job and if you have a mortgage note and you're starting a family, if you get fired or laid off, that whole thing could come tumbling down, everything that you've worked for. So I decided that I would like to ensure financial independence somehow. And I learned about this method. I went to a seminar. I learned about buying real estate and becoming a real estate investor. So what I did was I bought a small multifamily house. And it was empty. And I ripped out the kitchen and did plumbing, electrical, sheetrock, put in kitchen cabinets. I mean, when I talk about doing that, I mean I did that. I don't mean I hired it. I mean I did it. And so I did that. The first month I bought one building, and then I realized that actually when I went to buy the building, I bid on it and put an offer in, and it was accepted, and I realized it was not the right one. And then I found one I thought was better, so I bought that one. And then I found the right one. So what happened was I actually bought 3 apartment buildings slash single-family houses or multifamily houses in the same month. and I started renovating them. And right after work, I would get in my El Camino with my tools, and I would start working on these at night. And I renovated them, got them all rented, and it worked out really fine. And I kept doing this for about 11 more, a total of 11 buildings. And so I put my time in and turned it into equity. So what happened was the tenants were paying for the financial maintenance, if you will, the financial upkeep, the financial ownership of these buildings. And they were growing at the market rate. So they were covering the costs. I was doing the hard work of renovation, and the buildings were appreciating. And it worked. It actually worked. And so that's one way that you can do it. And it still can be done today, if you're in the right location, and if the location is growing, and if you don't have too much interest, and if you're willing to do the work yourself. I think it can still be done. And it worked for me. And another thing I'd like to share with you is, we talked about college degrees, and it looks like we had a dropout. I hope we didn't lose too much. Looks like we lost a couple seconds. College degrees. I think they're a good starting point. I think one of the things that you need to have a skill in this communication. You need to know the English language, and you need to, at least around here, and you need to be able to communicate effectively and well with people. And if you can do that without college, that's great. But in my college pursuits, I worked for a very large industrial giant before working for the government and before working for banking. And this industrial giant had a tuition reimbursement plan. And if you were an employee and you got the approval of your boss, they would pay 90% of your college course. And I read the policy, and there was no limit. So what I did was I decided to go to school full-time at night for my master's degree. So for 18 months, I would leave the corporate giant. I'd race to the university. I'd study every day, take the tests, and I worked full-time and went to school full-time. And they paid 90% of my college tuition, which was like giving myself a 50% raise, a 50% raise on what they were paying me anyway. And that broke the record. As a matter of fact, it caused them to change policy, where they then limited college reimbursement to two courses. You could only take two a year instead of 60 credits in 18 months. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you, Rich. And yes, you can do it. It's not easy, but yes, it can be done. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.